Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have special guests in the studio today. We have Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory and Miss 4-H Bryn Perry. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so we've had interns, we've had ambassadors, now we have Miss 4-H joining us. Jessica, tell us a little bit about the Miss 4-H program itself.
Yeah, so I just love my job because I get to work with all these amazing youth or young professionals, and that's what really fills my cup about my job is seeing them thrive and watching them learn and grow. And so I have Miss Bryn with me this morning, and she is our Miss 4-H, and so I will have Mr. 4-H in here at a later date. We have a Mr. 4-H Branson Saylor, and so but they had to go through an application process and then an interview process, so getting them to get some buy-in, kind of work on those leadership skills that we stress in 4-H, and so and then they were selected the other night. And so I'll let Bryn step up to the microphone here and talk about herself and tell a little bit about the position.
Well, welcome, Bryn.
Thank you.
So you obviously have a 4-H background.
Yeah, so my older sister was in 4-H since I was probably 3 or 4-ish, and that's when I first got introduced to Miss 4-H, actually. She's always been in the fashion review, so that's like clothing, like she always has bought and sewn clothes to go model. So that's when I first got introduced to Miss 4-H, and 4-year-old Bryn was so impressed. Like, I wanted to be Miss 4-H, like, right then. And then my mom kind of informed me that I couldn't be Miss 4-H for another 10 plus years, and I was very heartbroken by that. And so finally getting to live out my 4-year-old dream's pretty cool now, and I hope to inspire, like, those new 4-H'ers and even people, their younger siblings like I was, just at least one person so that I can feel fulfilled as my position, I guess.
Well, that kind of takes care of the next question I was going to ask, is what is your goal for being Miss 4-H? What do you hope to do in this position?
Yeah, I just want to have a bigger impact on the youth, the younger youth in our youth organization. I love seeing the faces of people like light up, and just that wow moment is just great for me. It just fills my cup all the way up, I guess.
Jessica and I have talked about this particular thing before when it comes to 4-H or really anything as the spark. Mm-hmm. What is your spark for this or for that? What is it about 4-H that says this is the thing that I want to do?
I don't know. It's just kind of always been there for me. So being surrounded by good role models and like the people that I am very close to always, it just, that's just like the wow moment for me. And then it offers so many opportunities for me as well. Like, I get to travel the state and meet people from all over the state that I would have never got to meet without 4-H, even the country. So I'm a part of the Exarban Challenge, which is a show in Nebraska, and they give us an animal. And I was one of 10 out of 56 applicants that got picked from across the country. So I got to meet all kinds of people just because of 4-H and what 4-H has offered me. And then I recently have also went on my CWF trip, so that's a trip to Washington, D.C., and I got to meet a ton of new people from all over the country there as well.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned an application process and an interview. Those can be very intimidating in some ways, but these are also people that you know. So how did that process go for you?
Right. I think it went great. Like, this is
obviously
my third year applying, so I was really hoping to get it this year to round out my senior year of high school. And it's not necessarily people that we know, but I have never really met a stranger. Like, I've always been very social, so it wasn't very difficult for me. And I really love to, like, write essays and talk. As we can see, I'm a big talker, so I really enjoy doing that. So whether it's written or, like, verbal communication, I just love doing that stuff.
I can tell you're planning to give a lot.
Yes.
As Miss 4-H, but going ahead as you finish your senior year and going on into the future, what do you hope to get out of being Miss 4-H? What's going to be your takeaway?
Some better experience with people, because it's always good to have different kinds of experience with people, and really just getting more people involved in 4-H. I feel like 4-H is kind of, the numbers are getting lower and lower every year as travel ball and other things just continue to pick up. I feel like 4-H is kind of forgotten about. I really just want to get the message of 4-H out there, really.
So really being an ambassador, mm-hmm. sharing what you love and what you know, yes. and getting more people involved. Definitely a worthy cause, and I hope it turns out really well for you.
Thank you.
Have a great year as Miss 4-H.
Thank you.
Jessica, fair, all that fun stuff.
It's here.
It's here. It's landing on us with all feet and everything else.
That's right. The anticipation is about over. Yeah, fair kicks off next Monday night. We have fair kickoff. Anybody's invited to that from 6 to 8 at the fairgrounds. We have foods judging, visual arts judging, some on Monday. And then Tuesday is when everything else comes in. Livestock comes in that evening. And shows kick off Wednesday night. So it's here. Come out to the county fair. We love to see everybody in the kids love to show off their projects that they've been working on all year, so we hope to see you out there.
Any last minute advice besides drink water and don't forget your sunscreen?
You know, just what you can get done is only what you can get done, and don't stress about the rest. All my 4-H'ers, and we always get so excited to see their projects, and it's going to be a great county fair. I hear it's going to heat right back up for us, so yep, make sure you're drinking lots of water and sunscreen, and
don't drink the sunscreen. Just put that on.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. We're excited to see you next week.
Looking forward to all of that. So thank you both very much for coming in. Bryn, once more, good luck. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.